From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. Three more U.S. service members have died in Iraq. The military says two pilots died when their helicopter crashed as it landed in Salahuddin province north of Baghdad. And officials say a Marine died yesterday in a non-combat incident in the western Al-Anbar province. There have been at least six non-combat deaths of U.S. military personnel in Iraq in the past 2 weeks. The Associated Press says more than 4,300 members of the U.S. military have died in the Iraq War since the U.S. invaded Iraq in March of 2003. Life at Fort Hood in Texas is slowly resuming a normal pace. Military leaders say they plan to maintain deployment schedules after a shooting rampage on the post that left 13 people dead. From Killeen, Texas, NPR's Jeff Brady reports.
Even the most heavily affected group at Fort Hood, an engineer battalion, plans to stick with its upcoming deployment date to Afghanistan. The Soldier Medical Readiness Center that was the site of last Thursday's shooting has been reopened in another building. Investigators have conducted about 170 interviews trying to pin down what motivated the alleged gunman, 39-year-old Army psychiatrist Nidal Hassan. Meantime, Connecticut Senator Joe Lieberman says he plans an investigation into whether the Army missed signs that Hassan may have embraced an extremist view of Islam. Lieberman also plans to ask if the shooting should be considered a terrorist attack. Jeff Brady, NPR News, Killeen, Texas.
And Senator Lieberman is now also at the center of the health care debate. Now that the House has passed an overhaul bill containing the option to purchase health insurance through a government-run structure, Lieberman says he won't allow a bill containing a public option to come to a vote in the Senate. Democrats need all 58 Democrats plus two independents caucusing with them, including Lieberman, to prevent a filibuster. Buses, subways, and trolleys are rolling again this morning in the Philadelphia region. Dave Heller reports from member station WHYY.
Despite a rancorous 6 days of negotiating, both sides presented a united front when they appeared just after midnight to announce a tentative contract agreement between the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority and the Transport Workers Union Local 234. Philadelphia Mayor Michael Nutter and Pennsylvania Governor Ed Rendell were drawn into efforts to end the impasse, which centered on pension benefit contributions. The announcement is a relief for the more than 900,000 weekday commuters relying on SEPTA service, especially those of limited means who have to turn to taxis to get to appointments and work destinations. The union represents around 5,000 bus drivers, subway and trolley operators, and mechanics, and TWU President Willie Brown says a ratification vote is expected in about a week. For NPR News, I'm Dave Heller in Philadelphia.
Stock prices closed higher in Asia today. From Washington, this is NPR News. Hurricane Ida is moving north across the Gulf of Mexico, whipping up strong winds. It's down to a Category 1 hurricane at this point. Forecasters expect it to make landfall on the U.S. Gulf Coast tomorrow. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports.
Oil facilities in the Gulf of Mexico began evacuating staff, and the Louisiana offshore oil port stopped offloading tankers in preparation for the arrival of Ida. The storm blew past the Mexican resort of Cancun as a Category 2 hurricane with winds of 100 miles per hour. The eye of the storm stayed offshore as the system slid between Mexico's Yucatan Peninsula and the western tip of Cuba. Heavy rains lashed the region, but there were no reports of significant damage. Ida is forecast to hit the Gulf Coast somewhere between the eastern tip of Louisiana and the Florida Panhandle. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Mexico City.
More than 120 people are dead in El Salvador after heavy rain and flooding. Dozens more are missing. El Salvador's president has declared a national state of emergency, allowing national officials to take on a larger role in rescue and recovery. Mud and rock buried part of one town yesterday. The Salvadoran government says as many as 7,000 homes have been damaged around the country. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in the U.S. today. He is to meet with President Obama for a brief time this evening. There had been some doubts about whether there would be a White House meeting at all after Israel rebuffed President Obama's call for an immediate halt to construction of Israeli settlements in the West Bank. Netanyahu is scheduled to speak today to prominent American Jews. Mr. Obama was set to make remarks at that event, too, but now he is sending his chief of staff, Rahm Emanuel. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.